November 2005. New Yorkers were thinking about the Thanksgiving holiday, not about a possible transit strike in mid-December. But WCBS was.
While the recent transit strike in Philly has energized the Transport Workers Union here in New York, President Roger Toussaint saying his people should share in the MTA surplus.
We believe that these are reasonable demands that we have put forward before the MTA.
And he is saying a strike is possible.
What does the mayor think about that?
The mayor believes the MTA and the union can negotiate an agreement, adding the sooner the better.
I don't like the idea of having to rush up to a deadline.
Here's something you'll find on everyone's holiday wish list. No transit strike.
Union President Roger Toussaint enters today's talks telling the MTA he will not allow negotiations to drag on past the December 15th deadline.
WCBS reporter Paul Murnane live in Times Square this morning on contingency plans if there's a transit strike this holiday season. Paul, these do sound drastic.
Yeah, Pat, indeed. The city is said to be tweaking contingency plans that were last dusted off in 2002. Key parts include mandatory Manhattan carpooling, a ban on delivery trucks during the rush hour.
The fear of a city transit strike has the governor talking.
Governor Pataki is clearly keeping a close eye on the talks between the MTA and subway and bus workers and their approaching December 15th contract deadline.
Well, I'm confident the TWU and the MTA will sit down and do everything they can to cooperatively reach an agreement.
Have you even thought about the possibility
of what?
Of a strike.
What kind of strike?
Transit workers. Thousands of them.
No, I couldn't even fathom the idea.
You haven't made any plans for it or... Not even on your radar, huh?
No.
Facing the possibility of the first transit strike in 25 years, the city is even ready to encourage bicycles.
December 2005. As the deadline drew closer, WCBS stayed on top of the story.
WCBS News Time 4:06. The MTA has gone to court today trying to make a transit strike a very expensive choice for bus and subway workers. WCBS reporter Irene Cornell says both sides will be back before a judge tomorrow.
The MTA went into Brooklyn Supreme Court determined to put the fear of the Taylor Law into the Transport Workers Union.
Bloomberg says if there's a strike, drivers are going to have to carpool.
We have a plan that basically from 96 Street South into Manhattan between 5 a.m. and 11 a.m. only lets cars come in if they're carrying a minimum of four people.
The clock continues to tick toward a transit strike still threatened for this Friday. We have a lot to tell you about this morning, and WCBS reporter Paul Murnane has all the information you need to know. Live from the WCBS Transit Desk.
Jeff, both sides sat down for talks last night. There is a new offer on the table from the MTA, a 27-month deal that would offer the Transport Workers Union raises totaling 6%. City Corporation Counsel Michael Cardozo noting a walkout would be costly to the New York economy.
The lost economic activity in the city of New York generally would be in excess of $440 million a day.
Gridlock Sam Schwartz, was transportation commissioner during the 1980 strike.
This would be much worse than the strike that we had because it's occurring during the holiday season and during winter weather.
December 15th, deadline day.
Threatening to strike or striking will not make these issues go away or in the end solve their problems. Thank you.
MTA Chairman Peter Calico there, and the chairman of the TWU Local, the president, rather, of the TWU Local 100, Roger Toussaint, as you heard live, calling those remarks very unfortunate, saying this does not bode well. Live now to the Grand Hyatt.
Roger Toussaint said they will continue to negotiate intensely for the next several hours, but at the end of the day, they will go back to their board and make a recommendation, and it will not be for arbitration. So if you want to read the tea leaves here, that does not sound good whatsoever. 11 hours or so before a strike deadline, and you have both sides posturing strongly.
This is Tony Guide at the WCBS Transit Desk at 12 midnight and 15 seconds, meaning 45 seconds from now is the precise deadline for this strike. Clearly, there is not going to be a strike at 12:01. What's going to happen as we get further into the wee hours of the morning is anybody's guess, but it has been a most unusual night as this very important negotiation came down to its final hours. So let's go live to the Grand Hyatt and Rich Lamb.
They have not made any announcement at this point that they're going out, and we'll take that as a good sign, as good as it can be at this point anyway.
Deadline was a minute past midnight. It's now a minute past 2:30 in the morning, and talks are continuing, and buses and subways are still rolling. Let's go to the Hyatt right now. WCBS reporter Rich Lamb has his fingers on the pulse there.
Not 1 minute ago, our newsroom checked with Transit Authority headquarters in Brooklyn. They told us that the buses and the
the subways are running on schedule.
They would talk for four more days in an effort to avert a system-wide strike. Word came in the wee hours of December 20th.
Transit workers are tired of being underappreciated and disrespected. The local 100 executive board has voted overwhelmingly to extend strike action to all MTA properties immediately.
Roger Toussaint, there you have the news. If you want the official time, it was 3:02:28 in the morning when he said New York will have a transit strike, that the executive board has voted overwhelmingly to strike, and it begins now. Rich Lamb, this is a dark moment in the history of this city.
We were talking about that precipice a little while ago, that we were standing on the cliff not knowing whether or not the union would back up or jump over, and the leap has been made.
So began 3 days of commuter chaos.
Good morning. It's Tuesday. This is the 20th of December. I'm Jeff Kaplan.
Good morning. I'm Pat Carroll. Breaking news on WCBS. The announcement came at 3 o'clock this morning.
The transit union is on strike for the first time in 25 years.
Just 5 days before Christmas, and with bitter cold temperatures, 7 million commuters are facing a morning commute with no subways or buses.
The stakes couldn't be higher, with the 33,000 transit workers facing huge fines for every day of the walkout.
Contingency plans are in effect, including carpool rules, commercial vehicle restrictions, and a two-hour delay for New York City public schools.
Mayor Bloomberg is predicting gridlock that will tie the record for all gridlocks.
We have you covered. Our reporters are everywhere this morning.
WCBS News Time at the tone, 5 o'clock. We interrupt our regularly scheduled network newscast to bring you continuing coverage of the New York City transit strike.
Transit strike. Continuing coverage from WCBS 880.
The sign at Penn Station at the token booth says it all. Strike in effect. Station closed. Happy holidays.
3 hours ago, transit workers went on strike after talks broke down. Subways and buses are not running, leaving more than 7 million people to find new and creative ways to get around.
It's the first citywide transit strike in 25 years. That one lasted 11 days. Right away this morning, most of the city's contingency plans kicked in.
That means no cars allowed into Manhattan south of 96th Street without at least four people inside.
Don't try it. Cops have been out in force since a couple minutes after 5 checking cars, and they are turning people away.
You have three people, though. That's not enough.
I had four people.
You let one out.
Yes.
And now they're turning you away.
Yes.
What do you think of these rules?
I think this is a Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah, I'd like to quote you, Tom. Three is not four. Two is not four.
That's, you know, it really is, and I hate to boil it down to that, but it really, you know, four
Come
is
on,
four.
Come on, people, count.
Yeah, yeah, three is not four. Two is not four. One is just absolutely not four.
Arriving commuters learning the hard way that there was no Long Island Railroad contingency service from this location into Manhattan, that it would take 24 hours for that service to be up and running. It sent many of them scrambling for alternate means. And guys like Joe, all too happy to oblige.
We're looking for someone to take in so we can get into Manhattan.
So far, you got, what, three guys in here, right?
Yeah, we need one more. Well, we have to work. We're carpenters in the city.
Okay.
So
we can't get to the job without that fourth person.
Nope.
The hunt is on.
That's it.
The TWU's action today is illegal and irresponsible. This blatant violation of the Taylor Law and the judge's injunction is a slap in the face to all MTA customers and all New Yorkers.
It will cost billions in lost economic activity. It is robbing people of their opportunities to earn a living and provide for their families.
Here in this subway station at Columbus Circle, the sounds of silence.
WCBS reporter Sean Adams has been out at Penn Station. They're all starting to put the shoe leather to the pavement.
Yeah, shoe leather, rollerblade, skateboard, and in this case, I was over by the taxi queue, which is right now about 100 people deep. All of a sudden, Marco pulled up in a gleaming, beautiful black stretch limousine, and he had a sales pitch. He offered rides $5 a head.
It looks like you've seen your prom here today.
Right here.
Is there a party in his limo?
Yes, a party.
You're making the most of the strike?
We need to get to our...
Hey, there's room on the floor. Who wants to get in the limo?
They have not only endangered our city and state's economy, they are also recklessly endangering the health and safety of each and every New Yorker.
Be very careful because there are floods of people at every intersection. You see it in front of the Port Authority Terminal. It's like an ocean of people there. It's a city of walkers.
Sixth Avenue is as bad as I think I have ever seen it.
It needs to end, and it needs to end right now.
We have to strike because if we don't strike, things will never be the same again with unions. So we have to stand up
Sooner or later, you got to stand up.
Several thousand cold, frustrated commuters corralled in a maze of barricades here outside Jamaica Station, waiting to board a Long Island Railroad train.
At our website, WCBS880.com, when you go to the site, there's a section right at the top that says Getting Around the Strike. You'll find the contingency plans there. And there's also another section we've added, Traffic Question. Ask us. Click that. You can ask a question. Our WCBS News Director, Tim Scheld.
He's got the answers.
Right.
Is it 11 o'clock yet? That's my question.
No, sorry.
That's when the restrictions kick out, if you will. We've got a lot of people who have asked us about the HOV4 restrictions for people leaving Manhattan. And the obvious answer is this is only 5 a.m. to 11 a.m. and coming in. So getting out is okay. You can have
You can't imagine anybody would want to try and keep cars in the city.
Well, here's a guy who says, I take a limo to my place of business on Water Street on a daily basis in New York. Where can my driver drop me off without violating 96th Street. Thank you.
Now, here is the real head scratcher of the night for Long Island Railroad riders. You have to know exactly which entrance at Penn Station to take to get you to where you want to go. If you're in one part of the island, you got to walk in this stairwell. Another part of the island, that stairwell. Or you can just go over to Monica Miller and say, hey, Monica, what do I do? She's been right down there at Penn Station.
Wayne, I think I'm more confused now than I was before. And I am sitting here with hundreds of passengers. They're just sitting behind a barricade. And I've been here since about 3 o'clock just watching this line grow. If you get into the building and you don't realize that you should have been standing in that barricade line, you have to leave the building and go back around. And tempers are starting to flare. I've seen a couple people on come to blows.
Here's one commuter we talked to a little while ago.
Whoever did this, which is the transit union, shouldn't be fired. They should be shot. This is the worst thing that I've ever seen in 30 years of commuting.
WCBS News Time 518. Time for expanded traffic and weather together. Tom Kaminsky, Chopper 880. You're watching that big mess at Penn
Station. We're talking about hundreds and hundreds of people standing here, especially in that stretch along 33rd Street between 7th and 8th Avenues, with the biggest congregation of people right there at the main entrance at 33rd and 8th.
You're not happy with the strike?
I hate it.
Face to face with other commuters, we're literally sardines.
Maybe tomorrow a little better than today?
I don't know how much more of this I could take.
It's Thursday, December 22nd, WCBS News Time, 10:04.
Transit Strike, Day 3. Now, the latest from the WCBS Transit Desk.
The rumors, the hopes swirling around the Grand Hyatt in Manhattan this morning. Let's go there live. WCBS reporter Rich Lamb has been there for hours now. Any word of some movement in talks?
The latest developments first. Chief Union spokesman Ken Sunshine told me in the hallway here just a few minutes ago that a news blackout has been imposed officially on the talks. That often precedes an important announcement.
In the best interests of the public, which both parties serve, we have suggested, and they have agreed, to resume negotiations.
An agreement is out of the party's reach, in the words of that state mediator, Richard Carreri. But there is going to be a meeting now, apparently, involving the leadership, the executive board of the TWU Local 100. And there's going to be a positive recommendation with the union's leadership saying they're ready to take steps to end the transit strike in New York.
We have just been informed by a TWU vice president, a member of the board, that the union board has approved the agreement to send the workers back to work and to go back into negotiations.
They have to do safety inspections of the system.
Spreading the joyous news at Grand Central is a lot of fun.
You bet you can make me smile today?
I bet you I can make you smile.
Okay, let's go.
The trains are going to be back online.
Wow, so my father got what he needed there.
I told you. Yeah. See, look, you're smiling
yes,
now.
Yes, I'm very happy.
Rick Michaels speaks for all of us with that enthusiastic wow. He really missed his number one train, and he plans a festive homecoming.
And when you hear that ding-dong and you get back on the one, what will you do first?
I am going to hug the homeless person that's sitting on the train and sleeping, because I know they miss their house. So I'm going to say, I miss you, homeless man.
WCBS News Time, 5:04.
Thank you. Congratulations on surviving the three-day strike. What wonderful memories we made.
The very latest from the WCBS Transit Desk.
It's been 3 days without the screech of steel wheels, but at this hour, the metal gates and the police tape across the entrances to the subway are gone. So how's it going now that the strike is over? Live this morning to the subways of Times Square, and WCBS reporter Sean Adams.
And Paul, have a listen for yourself. Here it is, 4:50 in the morning, the first subway I've seen in several days. It's an N train. The N train never looked so good. How about that? Everybody coming off the train with a big smile and a war story.
Keep driving, almost five, six people in the little car.
You had to get five, six people in your little car.
Yeah.
What kind of a car is that?
A Nissan.
Ooh, a tiny little Nissan.
Yeah, exactly. Like a sardine.
Sardines, he says. And speaking of the animal kingdom, even the rats are happy in the subways today.
This was really a very big test for our city. And I think it's fair to say we passed the test with flying colors.